Okay, so find yourself a seat of ease and relaxation to prepare the body for the meditation. So perhaps having our eyes closed in this session, since we're going to recall some events from the past, also from the present. It might help the visualization, having our eyes closed. So in this meditation we will go into the to the third of the four immeasurables before we have looked into loving kindness and equanimity. And in this one we'll look into empathetic joy, rejoicing in one's own and others' well-being and fortune. Simply to be happy for others, which is a very good antidote to jealousy, just simply to be happy for others. So in this meditation we will recall some events from the past, and this meditation is more about trying to focus on the positive things that happened in the past, leaving the negativities aside. So if you stumble upon some negativity that you associate with the past, you can try to leave that aside and focus on the positive parts. So rejoicing in one's own fortune has nothing to do with ego or pride. It's simply about rejoicing, to appreciate. And to rejoice in one's own good action can be a very good way to create habits and encourage oneself to repeat them and create a good habit. So while focusing on the breath for a few minutes, you can visualize that you're breathing in white, warm light. And on the out-breath, you're breathing out any kind of negativities in the form of black smoke. And letting this white light fill you up. And just focus on the breath for a few minutes. And now you can leave the focus on the breath and instead direct your attention to your own past. And try to recall some of the earliest memories in your life when you received kindness from another person. Receiving another person's love, care, tenderness, encouragement, support. And if you find any memories that's popping up, try to make it real. Really try to remember the feeling of receiving that kindness. And really take true delight in that. Just receiving warmth and kindness from another person. Someone who just wanted to help you, support you. Nothing else. Not wanting anything in return. Simply because they cared for you. And then let your mind wander gradually through time, perhaps through childhood and onwards, and see if you can recall more of those moments when perhaps childhood friends or parents or caretakers, teachers, neighbors, when different people gave you warmth and love. Just because they liked you. when somebody gave you something or helped you, just out of sheer joy or compassion. And try to remember that feeling of happiness that you felt, the feeling of comfort, of being cared for. And then just gradually go through early years, teenage years, and try to recall these moments. And simply be grateful. And just continue to move through time. And as an adult, try to remember those who have enriched your life with their love, wisdom, those people that brought kindness to your world. And indirectly or directly brought kindness to the whole world at the same time. Those times when people gave you kindness and support, not wanting anything in return, just because they liked you and wanted to help you. And perhaps when times were really hard, tough, in times of loneliness, and in times of need, and those who offered you this beautiful thing called friendship. Trying to get a sense of joy and gratitude, being very thankful that these amazing people exist. And another thing to really rejoice in is perhaps your own activities. The times when you have been the helper, when you have been supportive towards others. So go back in your life and try to find any of these moments, of these events when you were there for somebody who really needed some help. Or perhaps you just wanted to be kind to somebody else, just because you felt like it, just because you liked them. Maybe you just wanted to cheer them up. To rejoice in your own efforts of trying to spread warmth and love towards others. May they be siblings or family members, friends, partners, strangers. Think of those times when you have enriched other people's lives with love and kindness. This is something really to rejoice in, to take delight in. And simply try to feel happy about it. then you can also direct your focus and awareness out into the world and try to recall other people doing work out of loving kindness, helping others without wanting anything specific in return. Maybe people that you read about. Doing goodness for the world. Try to make this world a better place. And that's something really precious to rejoice in. And also feel happy for others' fortune and well-being. Trying to recall friends or people, strangers, and really feel happy that they might have found some happiness in their life. And just wanting them to not be separated from that happiness that they have found. So just let your mind just wander in and see if you can find any of these events or experiences of seeing others helping others. And really try to focus on the good things that's going on in this world. And just think that this is the way to go. This is the way to do it. And then if you like to do your own dedication to direct any good energies or insights that you might have made today, to direct it somewhere or to someone.